Thank you. So I'm presenting a study on behalf of my co-authors Mirella Carr, Robin Richardson, Winnie Tong, Mark Block and David Baker and the TROPS study team. And we looked at the effect of switching from tenofovir disoproxil fumarate to raltegravir on weight or weight gain. And so why... these are the acknowledgements. We think. okay. The volunteers who participated in the study and their our potential conflicts of interest. So why did we look at this? Just yesterday, I presented this data on looking at weight gain with different classes of antiretrovirals. And within the integrase inhibitor class, this came from the NA Accord study and shows that individuals who initiate therapy with integrase inhibitors gained significantly more weight than those that initiated treatment with protease inhibitors or non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, and also that dolutegravir seemed to come out as the integrase inhibitor associated with the greatest weight gain, but raltegravir was here in the middle. So what was the TROPS study? The TROPS study was a study in which people with low bone mass were on TDF-based regimens, were switched from the TDF was switched to raltegravir, and we looked at the effect on bone mineral density. So this is the original study showing we had 37 individuals, mean age of 48, overwhelmingly male and of white race, 32% current smokers, and the change in body weight at the change in BMD at the spine and at the hip was significant. So because we had this data, because all these people had had DEXA scans annually, we were able to look at change in weight. And as you can see here, this is the change in weight in kilograms in the red and the percentage change in weight in the blue dotted line, and there was no significant change. This is the actual weight changes at week 24, week 48, and week 96 from baseline, plus 0.8 kilograms, but the interquartile range, the 95% confidence intervals crossed one in all of these different time points. So there was no significant change in weight over 96 weeks. And so in this virologically suppressed population, different to the antiretroviral naive population, but virologically suppressed with a switch to raltegravir, did not see an increase in their weight. These results are in keeping with another study of simplification to raltegravir 3TC, where they also saw a non-significant trend to weight gain. Our study has limitations. It was non-randomised, had a modestly small sample size. There were very large confidence intervals with who gained or lost weight. But in summary, we felt that weight gain does not occur equally with all integrase inhibitors. And finished. With
great.
51 seconds.